What's up, After Buzzers? I'm Jamie Gray. Welcome to our mini spotlight series. I love this series. We have a special guest in the building. You might know him from Fresh Off the Boat, Jimmy Kimmel, and a new series, Perpetual Grace LTD. It's Dash Williams. Get ready.
Hi, thank you for having
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Oh, I love this intro. Listen, I have Dash Williams in the studio. I'm super excited, and you probably heard him because he's super excited too. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. All right, so this is AfterBuzz TV. We do our mini spotlight series to get to know all about you. Like I said, a lot of people know you from Fresh Off the Boat, where you play Brian, and you guys just got renewed for your sixth season.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So how does it feel, you know, being with this show for six whole seasons? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, yeah. When I started, it was only supposed to be one episode in the first season. And I think the first season was, like, half of a season. Like, wasn't, like, 23 or however many.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just, like, it's been part of my life for, like, 5 years now.
That's amazing. And I think that's so cool, too, which gives young actors hope. Like, oh, no, it's only giving me one episode. You never know where that could lead.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, basically, for me, it's, like, I don't really... You never know how much you're going to be on. Like, I kind of have to disregard that part of the, like, audition because...
Yeah.
I'm most, like, a lot of the stuff that I've done where it's supposed to be, like, a little bit part, then it turns into a massive thing later.
Right. Does it ever seem like it could be a burden, like, oh, wow, like, now it's even more work, or maybe, you know, if you had auditions for, you know, other work, and, you know, maybe you have to kind of give it up because you have so much to do with Fresh Off the Boat?
No, I think it's just, like, I've known everybody on Fresh Off the Boat for, like, 5 years, so...
So it's, like, family.
Yeah, it's just, like, I go to work, and I have... do the stuff with my friends. It's, like, really fun.
That's goals. That's goals right there. Because so many people have the 9-to-5s, me, and, you know, you kind of do what you can and keep going, but you're able to do what you love and make money, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so now you have Perpetual Grace LTD, or Limited, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
This is a big show. I've seen rave reviews. Usually, you know, you never know what you're going to see as far as reviews. Are they good? Are they bad? You have great reviews on not just Fresh Off the Boat, but this new show. So tell me about even just the audition process for this show. It's a lot different than Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah, it was like a fairly like traditional audition process. I had one audition and then I got a call back and then like I got and I was super excited because like I love Jimmy Simpson.
Yeah.
Like Ben Kingsley and then just like everything. Everybody related to it is... Most of the people were on our creator's previous show, Patriot.
Yeah.
Which is really great. And I just was, like, really excited.
I bet. You make it sound so easy. Like, yeah, you know, I just auditioned, and they just gave me a call back. But, I mean, it's not always that easy.
Sometimes it's,
actors.
Like, 9 rounds. So.
Yeah. So, okay, so for this show, for Perpetual Grace LTD, it's like a neo-noir. So it's a lot different, a lot darker. All right? So you play a character named Glenn. Glenn Perdue, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how different is he from your character in Fresh Off the Boat where you play Brian?
I think it's definitely very different. Just the tones of the shows are... Like, Perpetual Grace is super funny.
Okay.
Like, it's super dark, but it's also super funny.
Okay.
So it, like, interchanges between those things, like, all the time. And I think Glenn is probably... the most consistently comedic part of the show.
Okay.
Of what I've seen. Sometimes I read the scripts and I don't realize how funny it is until I watch the episodes. But there's some stuff that's just, like, coming up that I'm really excited.
Some stuff.
That I've seen from, like, late in the season that's, like, super funny.
Right.
But it's also, like, balancing that and the darker parts and, like, the more dramatic parts was, I think, what made it really different from Fresh Off the Boat.
Absolutely. Okay, so you said, that, of course, it has its dark tones, but also its comedic tones. So since both shows are different, do Glenn and Brian from separate shows, do they have any similarities?
I feel like people are kind of much... Other characters are more kind to Glenn than I feel like they are to Brian. Because Glenn, they kind of... see, like, what's happened in his life, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna give you some leeway with, like, the things you do.
Right. Okay. So, again, you're, what, 14?
Yeah.
My goodness. And so your birthday is coming up. We'll get into that as well. He's a Cancer, zodiac signs. So you started acting when? What age did you start acting?
I think I started acting when I was like 3.
Oh my gosh.
But I've started professionally when I was like 7 or 8, I think.
Do you remember when you were 3 and acting? Were you doing improv, like Zip Zap Zup, or?
No. That has been a staple of my life.
Right.
I don't remember. It was some like local stage thing, and some person spilled water on my script, and then it scarred me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so then I hear something about IFC Comedy Bang Bang. That's one of your first roles that you got?
I think that was my first role.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then you've just kind of been doing big things ever since. Okay, so now you guys have episode 4 of Perpetual Grace LTD coming up. If you guys are like, what network, what channel is this on? It's on Epic. Well, Epics, right? With an X. And so if you're like, well, how can I find this? You can actually go on epicsnow.com. You can start your free trial. 7 days. So if you're like, I want to check it out, you should. So hurry up and do that. But yeah, you have this new episode coming up. What can we expect without you spilling any spoilers?
I think in this episode, we've kind of gotten, like, hints in previous episodes of, like, what's happened to Glenn and his, whole deal, but I think, in this episode, you get, like, the more full picture of that, and I think it makes everything make, like, the dramatic beats of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when they start to kick in more for Glenn.
Right.
Because you start to see why his life ended up this way and why he's gotten into this sort of scheme that Jimmy Simpson's character has brought him into.
Right, because he kind of just falls into this situation, which you work with Jimmy Simpson.
Yes.
Which, if you guys, you know Jimmy Simpson. Westworld, HBO's Westworld, I'm a huge fan, okay? So what is it like working with him?
He's just like, I couldn't have really hoped for, like, a better scene partner. He's so great and just, like, such a nice person and just, like, willing to work with me. Because, like, I'd probably understand if I went to a set and there's, like, an established person like him and they kind of treated me like a child because I'm a child.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
no.
But, like, he's, like, just treats me like any other actor. And I think that was what was so special about the set is that even though everybody there is so established and, like, it's, like, award-winning people and everybody behind the camera has such, like, a good eye for everything, that everybody just treats each other like people.
I mean, as they should, too. So shout out to Jimmy Simpson. I think that's great because so many times when you're younger, people may not take you as seriously because you're young. And I just think, you know, you're all in the same field and you should be respected as such. Each role is important. So,
yeah,
more power to both of you.
But Steve Conrad, our creator, I think that's probably like one of his best qualities is just like every single person on set, like every single crew member, every single actor, like everybody is this nicest version of that person in that job.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the show works so well, is because everybody is just, like, happy to be there, and they just love the project so much.
Yeah, which, shout out to Steve Conrad, but also you work with, I mean, you don't have as many scenes with them, but Ben Kingsley and Jackie Weaver,
yeah,
legends.
Jackie Weaver is the nicest person in the world.
Yeah, which I got to meet her at the Palms premiere. She just had her recent movie premiere for that, and you also might know her from Bird Box, so that's amazing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
she's, like, I don't really have any scenes with her, but
yeah.
I met her at the after party, and we're just like, we're best friends.
Oh, you're besties? Okay, hey, Jackie! Okay, so along with acting, you know, you also have done comedy, you've done skits. Let's talk about Jimmy Kimmel. You've done so many skits with him. I mean, what was that like when you got the call to even do it?
I don't remember. I was,
yeah, you were
so
young.
That was, like, literally one of the first things I think I was like, yeah, probably. I don't think I'd really done that much before that.
Right.
I think the first one that I did was, it was like a year where Hanukkah and Thanksgiving were on the same day.
Okay.
I think it was 2013, I want to say.
Oh, well, so, yeah, that was a long time
ago. Yeah. And then it just kind of like I thought that was going to be one thing and ended up doing like 8 of them. So,
awesome.
Yeah, that's another one of the situations.
So would you rather do, like, what genre would you say that fits you the most? Like, comedy, drama, thriller, like, what fits you the most?
Well, I don't really, like, I like both of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can do both of them. And I think just being part of UCB and all of that, and, like, the improv, it helps with both things. Like, one of the reasons why I love Perpetual Grace so much is because, like, the comedy and the drama are so, like, intertwined, where I can play it comedically.
Yeah.
And just the way that it's scripted, it's still dramatic. And I think that's what's really great about it.
Right. And I like that you mentioned UCB. So let's talk about that. You're part of their first ever teen class. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. So, like, how did that all come about and getting into that?
I knew someone that was involved in trying getting it together. So we just kind of, like, the first class, it's, we basically all know each other already, which was nice, and I think that's what makes it so great. But we were like, we all sort of knew each other, and then we together we just like went to UCB and were like, these are the people that we could have in your teen class, and they're like, okay,
yeah.
And our teacher Corey Willis, he was like, we were basically the pilot program, so he was like really good at like creating this thing for teens.
That's pretty amazing. When I always, like, think of things like that, like things for teens or things for a younger generation, you just never know where it could lead to. For instance, this is not the teen class, but think of, like, Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer, you know, from UCB, and then they have their own show, Broad City. You never know what you could do with it. So I think that's amazing that you're kind of one of the pioneers for the first teen class.
Yeah, I think it's really helped me with Perpetual Grace, actually.
Yeah.
Just because it... Even if you're not improvising, which we definitely do not improvise on the show, but it just helps you, like, actually make decisions in the moment, which I think, in, like, changing it every take,
right,
it helps everybody just, like, keep the set alive.
Right, improv is so important. Like, it's so much more than just zip, zap, zap. I used to do musical theater, so that's kind of, like, where you start with the basics, but it's so much more than that. How has improv helped you with comedy? Because I hear that you're also trying to get into stand-up comedy. Is that still true? Or
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, like, I like all comedy, and I just, like... I kind of, like, basically every night I try to go to sleep and then I write sketch ideas on my phone.
No, that's
like
amazing.
One per night. Like, I'm trying to do that this summer, is like actually write them all because I've got like a 30.
That's
in the backlog.
Genius. But no, that's so genius.
It just kind of helps you figure it out, like comedy. And if I'm doing comedy auditions, I know, like, oh, this means this and this is why they put this here. And it helps me kind of.
Yeah, get those creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so as far as stand-up comedy, who do you look up to the most, or who really inspires you to kind of do what you do?
Nobody's going to know who this is.
It's okay, let's see.
But I really love comedy in the UK.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So somebody I just saw who is, like, my biggest comedy person I really love right now is called James Acaster.
Okay.
He was the first British comedian to have more than one Netflix special out. So we did 4 one-hour Netflix specials, and they're all connected.
Oh, so you're definitely a super fan. You, like, know the history.
They're, like, narratively connected.
Yeah.
So it gets, like, it all ties together.
That's
amazing.
It's
so, and John Mulaney is my other one.
John Mulaney. Okay. Yeah. All right. So then, I mean, as far as skits, because you're doing so many of your own, think about it. With social media, everyone's doing these skits, and they become, you know, viral. They become this huge sensation, which leads to even bigger projects. So... that could potentially be you, too. Have you worked with anybody that we might know of, possibly? Or do you want to work with somebody that we might know? Think of, like, remember Vine or, you know, just people that we see on Instagram?
Yeah.
You want to see yourself
in
that?
I don't really watch that kind of thing.
You're like, I'm above that. UCB. No,
yeah. Okay. I would, like, watch, like, British sketch shows from, like, the 80s. So, like,
Why the UK? What drew you to them?
I don't know what it was originally, but it's just I started watching that kind of thing pretty young, so that's just my, like, voice has kind of evolved with that. But, like, my favorite sketch show, and this is actually me and Jimmy Simpson kind of connected with this, is that it was called... Oh, my God, I'm forgetting what it was called. But it was Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry... They had the sketch show in the UK in the 80s before both of them, like, really made it big. And then they had that show, and that's what made them super popular, and that led to House and all of that. And actually, this is going to get a little nerdy. But
it's
when
okay,
they,
I love it.
When
I
they were
it.
At Cambridge, they were with Emma Thompson. Emma Thompson and Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry had a sketch group
That's
together.
Amazing.
So, like, that's kind of where I my inspiration comes from.
Right, and I don't think it's nerdy. I think it's just showing your passion. Like, yeah. I can literally see it, and you know you're what you're talking about, so mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And you're so young. So, you know, with sketches coming back these days, like, all that, I mean, do you see yourself on a show like that, or even Saturday Night Live, maybe?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think right now I'm just kind of focusing on, like, the more mm-hmm. theatrical kind of part of it, but sketches are just fun to write for me, so possibly like a sketch show at UCB, maybe.
Hey,
we were also the first like UCB sketch class too. So.
Right, and then people also will recognize you from the Fine Brothers sketches, you know, where Kids React or the online games. Was there any segment from Kids React, which is I'm a fan of it? It makes me feel old sometimes because it's very nostalgic. But was there any segment that you remember? Because I know it was a while ago. Any segment that you remember that was maybe the most fun or the most interesting to you, like the Kylie Jenner one or the Eminem?
There was one where, this is fairly recently.
Okay.
Do you remember 8th Grade, the movie that Bo Burnham directed?
I do not.
Okay. So Bo Burnham was like this like kind of musical comedian, and he's kind of one of my inspirations because he started off like really young. He started off like on YouTube like 16.
Okay.
But he ended up directing this movie. And it became like a super big like awards thing, and it was like his directorial debut, so it was like really big. And we did like a reaction to the movie because like I was in 8th grade,
yeah.
So it was like 8th grade people seeing the movie 8th grade,
yeah.
And then they brought him in to direct it.
That's
amazing. Or they brought him in to watch it and like watch our reactions to it.
What was his reaction to you guys' reaction?
He said he loved me.
Oh!
So that's the biggest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
How does it feel just knowing kind of where you've come from your start to where you are now? I mean, you have done a lot. You got to give yourself some credit.
Yeah, I kind of, like,
pat yourself on the back. You just got to,
like, you've done a lot. It happens all at once, so it's kind of like sometimes you forget, but you need to make sure that you, like, remember that this is, like, not normal.
And live in the moment. Let it all marinate.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then your birthday is coming up. It's July 13th.
Yes.
Okay, so some sites have it wrong. It is July 13th, so make sure when it comes up, you give Dash a happy birthday on the correct day. Any birthday plans coming up?
I'm going to San Francisco.
I think. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. I've never been, so have fun for me.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, again, Perpetual Grace LTD is on Epix. Episode 4 comes out in, 3 days? So make sure you
Sunday.
Check it out. Yeah, Sunday. And so if you guys are like, okay, where can I find it? Remember, epixnow.com. Get that 7-day free trial if you did not have it already. And Dash, where can people find you online?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter as at Dash L Williams.
Awesome. Okay, and I'm Jamie Gray. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray. J-A-I-M-I, guys. Okay, thank you so much, and we will catch you on the next Mini Spotlight. Take care.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.